All right, Shabbos, say good morning. We are picking up page Kuf Chaf. Still in Parak Yud Aleph. So we're actually going to move forward a little bit. So we spoke about yesterday regarding the issues of Chilul Hashem. Actually, we're picking up right where we left off. So we spoke about, say, Sheker, lying, Chilul Hashem. So this morning we pick up, V'gam hine gam shmiras ha-shabbosos v'yomim tovim rabahim. So now remember again, speaking on the theme of Averos, that sometimes people transgress the laws. And now we're switching gears a little bit, because really up until now, the Ramchal was focusing on, in page Kuf Chaf, was focusing on interpersonal Averos. Here now he's transitioning a little bit. But again, the theme is the same, which are Averos that we transgress frequently, without even realizing that I'm actually transgressing something. So he says the next category is Shabbos and Yom Tov. The laws of Shabbos and Yom Tov, ki ha-mishpatim rabim, because there are many, many laws associated with Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'chein amru hilchos ha-rabsa l'shabsa. V'afilu divrei ha-shavos, af al-pi yishum divrei chachamim heim, ikarim heim. And for example, Shabbos, we know, has biblical malachas, daraisas, but has many, many drabanans. Concepts that we call a shavus, right? A shavus being things that the rabbis legislated in order to maintain an atmosphere of serenity and rest around Shabbos. These are dirabanans, but even though they're dirabanans, ultimately, again, ikarim heim, they are of primary importance. V'chein amru, li'olam al tihi shavus kalabeinecha. Chazal said, do not let a dirabanan be light in your eyes. Shari smicha shavusi, So here you have Shabbos. And again, you know, we just started our Hilchos Shabbos Chabura on Monday nights, which is it's a lot of fun. But it's amazing to see that you take one little issue, right? 2 weeks ago, we spoke about, you know, setting coffees on timers, coffee percolators on timers. This past week, we spoke about opening bottles on Shabbos. And you think, opening bottles on Shabbos, what's the big deal? And when you realize that the discussion revolves around six different malachas. Right? Is it Mutter? Is it Asa? The Chazanish? Rav Moshe? Rav Adi Yosef? Right? Oh. So again, the details are voluminous. But the details are exceptionally important. And whether those details are of a rabbinic nature, of a biblical nature, they are dramatically important. So what's the challenge? So the truth is, that is challenge number one. It's just the sheer amount of details involved in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? And even on Yom Tov, what's permitted, what's not permitted, what falls under the umbrella of Ochel Nefesh, what doesn't fall under the umbrella of Ochel Nefesh. So that's challenge number one. Anytime that you have an area of halacha that has so many details, that carries with it its own challenges. And as such, because there are so many details, what often happens, albeit unintentionally, is I transgress. Not my kavanah chas v'shalom. My intention is to do the right thing. My intention is to observe Shabbos according to halacha. But at the end of the day, if you don't know, you don't know. So that's challenge number one. The sheer volume of details, and sometimes my lack of knowledge regarding those details, creates a difficult reality in which I am transgressing Shabbos and Yom Tov and not even realize that I'm doing something wrong. Next, Umasha Kasha Al Hamon Shmiraso. So we'll say, what's the real challenge of Shabbos? So the good news about the details is what? I can learn them. Right? I can always learn, I can absorb that information. But what's the real challenge? Umasha Kasha Al Hamon Shmiraso, Hua Shivisa Min Ha Ezek, Umedaber Mimasa Matanam. You know what the real challenge is? The real challenge is to not talk about business. That's the real challenge. So we'll say, what does it mean not to buy? So interestingly enough, the real challenge of Shabbos is lav dafka in the observance of the lametes malachas that it could become proficient in. The challenge of Shabbos ultimately is what? Is adjusting how I talk. What do I talk about? He goes on, he says, V'olam ha'isr zemavar b'divrei hanavi. Because remember again, on Shabbos, one is obligated to change what they talk about. And this isr is discussed in the words of the Navi. What does the Navi say? V'chi barato me'asos trachacha mimtzol chafatzecha v'daber dover. So we'll say the Navi Yeshaya says, literally, v'chi barato, you will respect and honor the Shabbos day how? Me'asos trachacha. From not going ahead and doing your regular activities, from not going down your regular derech, mimtzol chafatzecha, from not obtaining your things, v'daber dover, and by reframing the way you speak. What we speak about on Shabbos must be dramatically different than what I speak about during the week. V'aklalu, shekoma sha'asa b'shabbos la'asosa. Let's listen to this. Whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, Asr lehishtadl ba'avuro, you're not supposed to put in any effort towards it on Shabbos. In other words, I'm not supposed to put in effort even if I'm not performing the malacha. O laskiro b'fiv, I'm not even supposed to talk about it. Anything you can't do, you're not supposed to even talk about. V'lochim, asr la'ayim b'nechasav, liros mashatrech l'machar. So for example, again, if I have fields, I'm not supposed to go ahead and look at my fields on Shabbos. I'm not doing anything on Shabbos, but I'm going to look at the fields on Shabbos to see what I have to do on Sunday. Or I shouldn't go to the edge of the city so that the moment that Shabbos is over, I can go to the bathhouse. Whatever, you know, don't. This is an idea of hachana. It's usher to say, Dover ploni es alamachar. It is usher to say, I'm going to perform this particular thing on Shabbos. Tomorrow. Right? It's prohibited to say on Shabbos to plan what you're going to do tomorrow. O schor plonis ekne is prohibited to say, you know what, I'm going to purchase this merchandise tomorrow. V'chein kol kiyotzei baze. So says Ramchal, isn't this incredible? Herein lies the challenge of Shabbos. Right? Truth is, lamates malachas, I could learn and I could get down. I could handle that. The greater challenge of Shabbos ultimately is reframing the way I talk and what I talk about. Wow, how I talk and what I talk about. And the need for Shmir Shabbos requires me to literally, again, whatever you can't do, you can't talk about. It requires a fundamental reframing of a mindset. Says the Ramchal, this becomes the challenge of Shabbos. And so many people end up transgressing, albeit often inadvertently, because when you're used to talking a certain way 6 days of the week, it's hard to turn that off on Shabbos Kodesh. So he goes on, he says in page Kuf Chaf Aleph, the paragraph is Yud. V'hine, ad heina dibarti g'mine k'tsasa mitzos, ma sha'anu roem she'b'nei adam nechshalam b'hem ala rov. And so we'll say, as Ramchal begins to wind down a little, no, I shouldn't say that, it's not really one, we still have a little while, but Ramchal says, what have we done until now? We've spoken a little bit about some of the common averos that people transgress. And again, remember, not intentionally. The point of Parakir Aleph, says Ramchal, is to show you how many details are associated with our Shmiras HaMitzvos, and how easy it is to transgress if one does not have an acute awareness in the way they live, in the way they conduct themselves, and in the mitzvos they perform. So I've given you examples of mitzvos with many appendages, many tentacles, and therefore mitzvos that are easily transgressed. But what's the point? Ume'ila nilmat l'chol shar lavin. And I will say, I'm just giving you examples. But the examples I give you here are to set the model for the rest of the Torah as well. So we're going to stop over here with this. We're going to pick up with this theme in Perek Yud, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.